Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the news from USDA this week. Well, today I would like to start out about a new alert system that we have for text messaging. Producers can now sign up for receiving text messaging for the counties in which they farm in. Whether the producers are in the field or on the tractor or even horseback, if you have a phone that can receive text, this service enables FSA customers to receive their notifications while on the go. This Gov Delivery Alert feature provides FSA an additional way to ensure that critical time-sensitive updates can reach producers whenever they may be needed. Text messaging can now be used to get messages to producers quickly for an immediate response, such as certification deadlines, program enrollment deadlines. Maybe there's been a storm and we have prevented planting or failed acre alerts that we need to get out to you. To receive these alerts on reporting deadlines and sign-up deadlines, etc., producers will need to sign up for this service by contacting their local FSA office and getting the information to get set up for each county that they have a farming interest in, as each county is specific. So if you have an interest in this, give us a call here at the FSA office in Audubon, or the next time you're in town, stop in and we'll help you get set up on your phone. As a reminder for those producers who have conservation reserve acre practices being performed and mid-contract management on those acres, if you have your seeding or mid-contract management completed, be sure to turn those bills in to the FSA office and sign the forms that are applicable to receiving that cost share. Remember, the job is never complete until the paperwork is finished. Also, you will need to be providing this information about how you accomplished that work, and it will need to have more detail than it has in the past. So we'll need to know the type of equipment that was used, the seeding dates, et cetera. So you may want to bring your bills in and visit with the FSA staff, and we can help guide you what is needed in these bills. For the ARC-PLC program, for those of you quickly who have not been in to sign up for the 2017 program, we encourage you to get in and get this done. I know you're in the field, and that's probably not foremost on your mind right now, although the timeline for getting this done is not just immediate today. We also have to complete the adjusted gross income form, and that has to be sent off to the IRS, et cetera. So we need to buy more time to get this all accomplished so we can ensure that we can do the payments in a timely manner this fall. We will start to get busy with acreage certification, and we would like to remind you that if you want to make an appointment to come in to do your certification, you certainly can. We encourage you to do that. But you can also call ahead and tell us that you are completed, and with your farms, we can go ahead and print your maps and have them ready for you. You can take them home maybe and fill them out at your kitchen table. So all you have to do is bring them back in to us. We'll go ahead and load them, and then we'll let you know when it's time for you to come in and sign. One final reminder that if you would like to seal some grain yet this year, either as farm stored or in the warehouse for corn and beans, that deadline for the 2016 crop is a month away at May 31st. So if you are interested, you need to get in touch with your local FSA office. Remember, May 31st will be the last date that any loan availability will be available for the year, and after that, we won't be able to make any further loans. We would like to wish you all a safe and successful planting season. The weather has been a little changeable here this week, but warmer days are coming, and things will really begin to pop up and grow. So have a safe planting season. Remember, contact your FSA office for any of the things that we talked about here today. In Audubon, that number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin at USDA Farm Service Agency. Tune in next week for more updates from USDA.